This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, members of Arkansas's congressional delegation met with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta to discuss the future of the A-10 aircraft at the 188th Fighter Wing at Fort Smith. The meeting took place inside Senator Mark Pryor's office, and with me on the phone is Senator Pryor. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you for having me.
Do you now, after the meeting between the Secretary and you and your colleagues from both chambers, do you have any more of a feel for what the future of the A-10s might be in Fort Smith?
Well, I would say that the meeting was very constructive. He listened. He's actually been through a BRAC closure before when he was in the Congress. He represented Fort Ord out in California. So he was kind of sympathetic with us in terms of feeling our pain. But we just don't know yet what they're going to do. The Air Force has laid out this budget. They want to take the A-10s. They want to leave a few in the Air National Guard and leave a few in the active duty and send some to the boneyard. So the problem is that if you want to save money, and that's what this is supposedly all about, if you want to save money and have a leaner and more lethal military, you should keep the 188 because it is the most cost-effective, the most efficient unit in the whole system. So their proposal does not really make sense from that standpoint. And one of the things that we made very clear to him is we said, look, we understand that every congressman and senator in Washington comes to you and says, go ahead and cut, just don't cut us, you know. And we said, we don't want to be in that position. We think that we have very sound military reasons why you should not cut the 188. So he listened, no commitments in terms of actions on his part, but he definitely listened, and I think he has a better understanding of the importance of the 188 now.
I imagine some of the frustration that people surrounding this issue feel is the lack of knowledge of a timeline. Any idea when we might know more?
Well, this is a budget. This isn't a BRAC. In a BRAC process, the base realignment and closure process, you usually get a full year, and there's a commission set up, and they're having hearings and getting input from all over the country. This is not the situation we're in right now. The situation we're in right now is this basically is a budget, so we're on the congressional timeline for the budget. We all know that it's been very difficult to pass a budget in recent years, not just the last 3 years, but in the last 10 years. I think we've gone 5 years without a budget. So it's a little hard to know, but, you know, at some point this year we're going to have to make this decision. And hopefully the decision will be that the 188th will be spared and, you know, that Fort Smith keeps its airplanes. But we just don't have any guarantees of that right now.
There are more than 60,000 Arkansans who are keeping their eyes peeled on interest rates for student loans that could have a jump before the summer is out.
67,000 Arkansans have student loans or could, you know, potentially have student loans this fall. There's about $1 trillion out in student loans right now. 94% of the students who earn a bachelor's degree now have to borrow money to get their higher education. Back in 1993, it was 45%. So that tells you, you know, how much more people rely on these right now. So we're discussing this on the Senate floor. We're trying to work it out. I think both parties, Democrats and Republicans, agree that we should try to keep the rate lower, keep it at the 3.4%, and not let it go back up to the 6.8%. The question is how to pay for it, and that's what's being worked out. Hopefully being worked out on the floor right now. But, you know, it's very important. 45% of all the U of A grads had debt when they graduated, and the average there is $21,000 in debt. So this is important. It's a kitchen table issue for young people. Of course, we have a higher unemployment rate for young people right now. We all know that. That's all been in the press. So we don't need to pile on with increased interest rates on the student debt.
You mentioned a kitchen table issue. There's about $1 trillion in student loans out there. Could this have ramifications beyond just the kitchen table and the greater economy as a whole?
No, I think it does. I think that we want, as a matter of national policy and priority, we want people to get higher education. We want them to finish high school and go on and get college degree, a two-year degree, four-year degree, or some advanced degree. We need that for America to be competitive. But at the same time, you're right, you have so many of these loans out there, about $1 trillion out there right now. You can measure this in the financial markets. I mean, this is a big deal. This is, you know, last year I think it was, for the first time ever, student loan debt surpassed credit card debt in our economy. So this is a big deal. And the fact that we've gone through this very hard recession has kind of highlighted this, because people are having trouble finding jobs, and you know, trying to get people to college is hard enough financially right now. A lot of them just won't be able to go unless they can afford the student loans. So it's all kind of coming to a head right now, but hopefully we can work this out this week in the Senate, and I'm hoping we can have some good news.
There does seem to be a bit of a reprieve for some of the smaller post offices in Arkansas that had been on the list for closure, at least a temporary reprieve.
Yes, and this is, again, I think good news. Here, we passed something in the Senate 2-3 weeks ago on postal reform. This goes to show you that if we work together in Washington, we can actually get a lot of good things done. This bill in the Senate started out as a pretty small bill. There was a couple senators working on it. It fairly quickly grew into a good, solid, bipartisan bill. Ended up getting a very big bipartisan vote in the Senate. It doesn't fix every single problem for the post office, but it does get them on the road to financial stability. And part of this was to extend the moratorium. This is actually one of my provisions in the bill, to extend the moratorium on post office closures. And right after we passed that, the Postal Service sat down. It took them a week or so, 10 days maybe. They came out with a plan that they would keep these very small rural post offices open, but what they would do is they'd reduce their hours. And I think that's actually not a bad compromise. It allows the Postal Service to stay in that community. It's, in some cases, it'll only be 2 hours a day, but it does keep Saturday delivery. And so they'll be open 2, 4, 6 hours a day, or of course, the normal 8 hours a day. And the Postal Service already put out a list on what we're trying to do there. That move right there by the Postal Service saves $500 million a year. So this is not chump change. This really will help their bottom line, but it also keeps the post offices open.
Compromise.
I know. It's amazing. There again, you know, if we work together, we can get it done.
Finally, over the last 9 days, gay marriage has been in the headlines. First, the vice president meet the press, then the election vote in North Carolina, then the president in the exclusive, and GOP nominee or presumptive nominee Mitt Romney saying that he is for the establishment of a federal amendment that would establish marriage between one man and one woman. Do you think this is an issue that's going to be talked about all through November?
My guess is it will. I think both sides see it as an issue that energizes their so-called base, and I think that it will be a political issue throughout the course of this year. I'm not sure that the Congress is going to do anything, and I'm not sure really what all the president will do over the next 4 years to, you know, whoever gets elected. That's not very clear at this point, but I think both are trying to stake out where they are personally. They're not really going into a lot of detail on what they're going to propose or how they're going to act on their personal beliefs. But, you know, we tried the marriage amendment before. It's failed. It's really hard to amend the Constitution, and that's always been, marriage has always been a state issue. We have a federal law on the books with that definition. I'm not sure that anybody's going to be able to pass an amendment on that. So my guess is that it will be a political issue this year and this fall, and both sides kind of like the issue because they think it energizes their voters, and we'll just see what happens.
Senator Mark Pryor, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.